Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's financial focus, four estate planning myths that could cost your family. Consider this scenario. A teacher of 30 years and mother of three passes away at age 58. She leaves behind a modest home, a retirement account, and cherished family heirlooms, but no estate plan. Her children, still grieving, find themselves navigating a confusing probate process, disagreeing about when to sell the house, and considering who gets their grandmother's ring. This mom wasn't wealthy by most measures, but her lack of planning created confusion, conflict, and uncertainty at a time when her family needed clarity. Her story reminds us of an important truth. Estate planning is about easing conflict and making sure what you have goes where you want it to go. As you think about your own legacy, consider these myths that can lead to costly mistakes and unintended outcomes. Myth number one, estate planning is only for wealthy people. The desire to make things easier for loved ones has nothing to do with net worth. Formally documenting your wishes reduces the burden on family members and gives you control. Without a plan, your state's laws will decide how your estate is handled, and you may not like what those laws say. Myth number two, having a will is all you need. While a will is important, it only takes effect after death. That means it offers no protection if you become incapacitated and cannot make decisions for yourself. It does, however, allow you to name legal guardians for dependent children. The foundation of most estate plans includes a will, which directs asset distribution, a financial power of attorney for financial decisions, a health care power of attorney for medical decisions, and a medical directive to share your end-of-life wishes. While not everyone needs a trust, there are several that allow you to make special provisions, such as for minor children, a special needs family member, or even a cherished pet. Consulting with a financial advisor and an estate planning attorney can help determine the right combination based on your situation. Myth number three, equal distribution is always fair. It's likely that individuals in your estate plan, especially if they are adult children, have different family and financial situations. You may have one child who's extremely successful financially while another is struggling. Or you may have assets, such as a house or ownership of a family business, that are more suitable for one beneficiary than another. It's important to consider any unique circumstances as you develop your estate plan. Myth number four, I can set it and forget it. You'll want to review your estate plan every few years or when a major life event occurs. Life is full of changes, such as marriages, divorces, new children, and relocations, and they will likely impact your goals. Reviewing your plan helps keep everything aligned with your wishes and serves as a reminder to keep your beneficiaries on all your assets up to date. Ultimately, estate planning is about helping ensure your voice is heard and your loved ones cared for, no matter what the future holds. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.